Good morning. We're trying to give a presentation on a difficult statute in the local government code, Chapter 245. From the municipal perspective, I'm going to be referring to this chapter and statute as 245 and 245 rights. I think a lot of the confusion in how you apply this statutory rule comes with what people call the projects that are moving in process throughout a development in a city. So I think when you take the statute out and look at the statute and apply the statute, that's one of my goals, is to try to get you to focus on really what does this statute say, how should it be applied, and what are some of the cases, how are they interpreting the statute. And the first thing that we have in the paper that I prepared is a history of the statute. This statute was in the government code in 1987, and it talked about uniformity of requirements. It applied to both state governments, state agencies, local governments, counties. Throughout the history of the statute, though, it was inadvertently repealed. And some people say, well, why was this inadvertently repealed? Well, it's because people call it the vested rights statute. You know, if they had called it uniformity of permits, somebody might have caught this in the codification process when they were moving this statute from the government code to a different code when the legislative council was codifying this, and this was being presented through the legislative process. But in 1999, they resurrected the statute in House Bill 1704. It was then amended again in 2003, and 2005 is the current statute that everybody operates under. We're going to go through some of the provisions of the statute, but what they did in 2005 was a result of several court cases that had caused a lot of uncertainty in the process for developers and a lot of problems with cities in processing these permits.